Patient name, Wanda Franklin. Date of birth, 11/16/53. Date of service, 8/9/22. This is a 69-year-old female patient here. As a follow-up to a motor vehicle accident, we had ordered an MRI of her right shoulder. She started to experience right shoulder pain after her automobile accident. The automobile accident took place on June 6th of 2022. Recall that the patient did go to the emergency room on the 8th of June following up to that that pain as well. We do have the MRI results here with us today. Patient tells me, besides the right shoulder pain, she does have some lateral, bilateral neck pain. When she turns her head to the far left or the far right, she has some strain that she feels on the side of her neck. It appears to be her trapezius muscle. It seems very tight bilaterally. Period. New paragraph. She is concerned because she doesn't feel like she's getting any better. She does have a history of a ruptured disc in her back, and so she knows what that feels like. She is not complaining about that same type of pain. She states that the right shoulder seems to be a new onset since the accident. Period. New paragraph. Reviewing the results of the MRI of the right shoulder. It states mild fraying and low-grade partial thickness articular sided tear is present involving the posterior fibers of the infraspinatus tendon measuring 0.9 centimeters. There is also a low-grade partial thickness interstitial tear involving the cranial lateral fibers of the scapularis tendon measuring 0.5 centimeters medial laterally. No high-grade rotator cuff tear. Period. New paragraph. Patient is here for follow-up and progress on the MRI results. She continues with the same type of pain as stated above. Period. New paragraph. Patient is currently on Vicodin from her primary care physician. She has had long-standing back pain. She will continue to see her PCP for that treatment. Period. New paragraph. Blood pressure 128 over 64, pulse 81, respirations 18, temperature 98.1, oxygenation 98%, allergies, Diovan and Sulfa, current medications, Norco, Synthroid, Amitriptyline, Seroquel. Also currently on an antibiotic for an ear infection. Period. New paragraph. Medical history, hypertension, hypothyroid, anxiety, depression. Surgical history, appendectomy, cholecystectomy, gastric bypass. Period. New paragraph. On examination, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. Doesn't appear to be in any distress, but she is wearing a right shoulder sling to isolate that right arm. Patient is able to follow all commands. She's able to rise upon one attempt from a seated position. I have not gone through a range of motion exercises with her related to her experiencing any extreme discomfort. Period. New paragraph. This patient does tell me she is able to raise her hands over her head, but it does give her some discomfort, mostly in the evening after she has had a full day. Period. New paragraph. HEENT is largely unremarkable. Neck is soft, no thyromegaly, no masses, no lymphadenopathy. Heart, positive S1, positive S2, regular rate and rhythm. Lungs are clear to auscultation. Abdomen is soft, non-tender. Period. New paragraph. Remainder of exam is unremarkable. Once again, we have not gone through a range of motion exercises. We will refer her to physical therapy for full evaluation. Period. New paragraph. Assessment and plan. Right shoulder pain and tendon tear. Patient will be referred to orthopedic for a full evaluation. Period. New paragraph. No new medications will be prescribed for her today. As far as pain management is concerned, she will continue on the medications prescribed from her primary care physician. physician, period, new paragraph. Patient does have neck pain. We will start her on physical therapy, both for the shoulder as well as the neck pain. She will go twice a week for 1 month. Return back to clinic in 1 month.